you Becklin!
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Oh, what a save by Blackwood!
As the official marketplace of the Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Classic shoots, and he scores!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
A five-goal second period sparks a big 7-3 victory as the Barracuda improved to 3-1 on the year with the weekend sweep of the Iowa Wild, who are now 0-4 on the season. Barracuda gets 7 goals past Jesper Volstead. They scored 12 times against Volstead in 2 games, and it took them just 5 periods to do it. 7 goals on 30 shots, and a big 7-3 win over the Iowa Wild as we welcome you back inside TechCU Arena. Nick Nolenberger here with you. What a win for the Barracuda. What a start to the season, 3-1, and they're winning in just big-time fashion. Everybody chipping in, rolling four lines, solid goaltending. Special teams have been brilliant. Power play goals in both games this weekend. Power play goals in 3 of the first 4 games on the season, and the penalty kill is now a perfect 18 for 18 to start the year. Just 2:08 into the opening period, we got our first goal. It took us all the way until the halfway point of the second yesterday, but Luca Cagnoni, who scored late last night, scored early here this afternoon. His second of the season at 2:08 got things started to give the Barracuda a 1-0 lead. Kalen Addison and a 2026 draft pick as Cagnoni on the left side drifts down, shoots, and scores! Upstairs, Cagnoni's got goals in back-to-back games, and the Barracuda lead it 1-0. What a shot from the 19-year-old coming down the left side off the post and in. Just a brilliant shot, short side off the pipe and in to beat Volstead and give the Barracuda a 1-0 lead. It began a rapid fire sequence of goals because just seconds later, Justin Bailey would run down a puck. He'd get to it and he'd beat Volstead under the blocker's side just 28 seconds after Cagnoni had scored to give the Barracuda a 2-0 lead. And they're trying to add to it. Here's a chance for Bailey. Runs the puck down. He scores! It funneled through Volstead. Great shot from Justin Bailey, his first of the season, giving the Barracuda at the time a 2-0 lead. But give the Iowa Wild credit, because on 2 separate occasions, they'd find ways to score almost immediately. 25 seconds later, Hunter Haight would get started. His first of what would turn out to be a career night, his first in the AHL. He'd end up scoring 3 times, all 3 Wild goals, as he would pot one at 3:01 of the first period to make it 2-1 at the time. That would be the score after 20, as the Barracuda outshot the Wild 11-10 in the opening period. So to the second we would go, and we would not see a goal until the 13:23 mark, but after that point, an offensive explosion. A combined 6 goals in total in that period, in the second period, and the Barracuda scored 5 of them, but it all started from Lucas Van Roboys as he went end-to-end and potted his second of his career and his first of the season.
Barracuda still up 2-1. Van Roboys coming down the wing. Works to the forehand. He scores!
Lucas Van Roboys, his first of the year. And it's a 3-1 Barracuda lead as the fourth line comes through once again. A unassisted goal from Lucas Van Roboys, who was outstanding in this game. He was physical, he was agitating, and he was productive as he pots the third goal for the Cuda to make it a 3-1 score at the time. About 20 seconds later, former Barracuda forward Adam Raska was called for boarding at 13:42, and on the ensuing power play, the Barracuda would add to their lead as Ethan Cardwell would find Scott Sabourin on the back post, and Sabourin would deflect home the feed from Cardwell for Sabourin's first of the year.
Crosses with Keane, leaves for Keane, back for Cardwell, top of the circle, shoots, tip through, they score!
Scott Sabourin on the back post, it's a power play goal, and the Barracuda lead it 4-1. Barracuda up 4-1 at that time, but as I mentioned, the Wild pesky this evening. Although the Barracuda would run away with the game, Haight would score again at 15:50, just 27 seconds after Sabrina had scored, but just 13 seconds after Haight potted another one, the Barracuda would answer right back. This time, Philip Biested, the recipient of a great pass from Brandon Coe. Biested's second of the year, and the Barracuda up 5-2 at the time.
Kind of a fan shot by Crotty, finds the stick. But here's a chance now for the Barracuda, and they score! Philip Biested fires it home.
Philip Biested is second of the season. It made it at the time 5-2. Barracuda were not done yet. Colin White then joined the party less than 2 minutes later with his second of the year and second in his many games.
The blade of White, but wide. And now Sabarin near sidewall, back up top. Kenyonik loads up. Shot on target. Big rebound. They score. Colin White through the five hole. It's a 6-2 Barracuda lead.
Made it 6-2 at the time. The Barracuda would pot another one in that second period. This time it was Ethan Fresh. Time of that goal at 18:07, just 27 seconds after White had made it 6-2.
John McCarthy puts that fourth line right back out there to provide the energy. There's a shot. Ethan Fresh scores from the right point. He beats Falstead. It's a 7-2 Barracuda lead. Fresh has his second of the AHL and his first of the year.
Seven goals on Volstead. They would keep the young goaltender in the nets until the remainder of the second period. He would be replaced in the third. The Barracuda with a big, big cushion entering the third would put just five shots on net in that final 20 minutes of play, but both teams just kind of going through the motions in the third. But Iowa would score the lone goal in the third. Hunter Haight is third of the night. First hat trick of his career. His first, second, and third goals in the AHL. Milne and Lambeau's assist, 9:47, the time of that goal. Final shots, 39-30 in favor of the Wild. Barracuda go 1-for-3 on the power play. Wild go 0-for-3. Barracuda a perfect 18-for-18 now to start the season on the penalty kill. Volstead allows in these two games 12 goals against in five periods. He is 0-2 to start the year. The winning goaltender is Georgi Romanov. He makes 36 stops, his first win of the season. Romanov is now 1-1 on the young campaign. Let's go over our three stars. Luca Cagnoni right off the hop, potting one 2:08 into the period in that opening frame. He is the number three star. The 19-year-old finished with a goal and an assist, a +1 rating, and five shots on net, which was a team high. Star number two, Hunter Haight, he finished with the hat trick. The young forward potted a goal in the first, second, and third periods. He had a +2 rating in four shots on net. Number one star, Scott Sabarin for the Barracuda. He, too, at 2 points, a goal, an assist for Sabarin. Two shots, 12 penalty minutes for Sabarin. His goal coming in the second period turns out to be the game winner as the Barracuda run away with it, a final score of 7-3. Game length tonight, 2 hours and 29 minutes. Just under 2,000 saw it here on this Sunday. Barracuda hit the road for a couple beginning on Wednesday in Henderson and then returned back home the following Wednesday on October 30th to take on the Coachella Valley Firebirds. The balanced attack for the Barracuda, an explosive second period that matches a franchise record for goals in a period at 5. Players finishing with multiple points in this one. Donovan Hoole had the 2 goals yesterday, 2 assists today. He had multiple points. Scott Sabarin with the goal and the assist. Luca Cagnoni with the goal and the assist as well. Balanced attack for the Barracuda. They get 7 different goal scorers in the victory, and they run away with this one, a final score of 7-3. That'll do it for our broadcast coverage. We'd like to thank all those who joined us, whether you watched on AHL TV on Flow Hockey, listened at sjbarracuda.com. We truly do appreciate it, and we hope you join us again on Wednesday as our broadcast coverage will begin at 6:30 from Henderson, Nevada, as the Barracuda take on the Silver Knights. Cuda sweep the weekend, 3-1 to start the year. Wild 0-4. These teams will run it back a couple of times beginning in early November. Those two games will be out in Des Moines. Until Wednesday in Henderson, I'm Nick Nolenberger, reminding you one last time our final score. Barracuda 7, Wild 3. Until Wednesday, we'll say so long and good night from TechCU Arena in San Jose.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey. Barracuda.